Today's daf is Menachos Daf Yud Gimel. Mr. Hashem, we finish up the first parak of Maseches Menachos and move on to the first parak HaKometz. There are two parakim that are both called HaKometz. We are holding at the last Mishnah in the first parak of Maseches Menachos, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, the Mishnah. Lechel, so again, we started discussing yesterday issues relating to pigel-related issues when it comes to Karban Mincha, about having Machshava Chutz L'Zmano versus Pasul, which is Machshava Chutz L'Mekomo. So says the Mishnah, if a person has a machshava to eat a kachatzi zayis chutzlzmano and to be makdir kachatzi zayis chutzlzmano, because keep in mind, when it comes to machshavas pigel is always on achila. You have a machshava to eat chutzlzmano, but achila is defined broadly. There's achilas adam and achilas mizbeach. Both of those are included in achila. So lahakdir is also called achila. It's just not achilas adam. It's achilas mizbeach. So if a person does one of the avodas with the kavana having in mind to eat kechati zayis lemachar and to be makdir kechati zayis lemachar, kosher she'en achila v'atar mitzdarf, and still going to be kosher even though haktar is called an achila, it's not the same achila as achilas adam, and therefore the two are not mitzdarif with each other. What we call achila with haktara are not mitzdarif with each other to create one machsheves pigel on a full kezayis. Says the Gemara, time of the lechel lahaktir. Sounds like the reason they're not mitzdarif is because machsheva was to be ochel chutzuzmano and machsheva to be makdir chutzuzmano. But it sounds like halechel the lechel dover shein dark lechel mitzdarif. That if you have two machshavos of eating chutzuzmano, one on that which is supposed to be ne'echal and one on that which is supposed to be huktar, that would be mitzdarif. Meaning, let's say by the Karban Mincha, you have a machshava to eat a kechatzi zayis of the shirayim lemachar and to eat a kechatzi zayis of the kometz lemachar. Now the kometz has to be niktar on the mizbeach. The kometz is burnt on the mizbeach. The shirayim is ne'echal, is eaten by the kohanim. So you have a difference between the shirayim and the kometz. But if you have the two kechatzai zaysim of the shirayim and the kometz, sounds like it would be mitzdarif because your kavana is to eat both of them, even though you're not supposed to eat both of them. Your kavana is to eat both of them. Chutzuzmano. I vaktani reisha lechol dover shedarko lechol lahaktir dover shedarko lahaktir. But didn't the previous Mishnah just tell us that a machsheves pigel is only when you have a machsheva to eat that which is normal to eat, to be makdir that which is normal to be makdir? Which implies that only if it's something that's dark alechol, something that's not dark alechol, would not be included in machshavas pigel. Meaning, if I have a machshava to eat chutzlis mano, that which is not normal to eat, that's not a machshavas pigel, we said previously. Now we're saying that it can be mitzdaref with a machshava to eat that which is normally eaten, and it is a machshavas pigel. So isn't that a problem? So the Gemara is going to have two approaches to answer this question. Number one, mantana amra b'yirmiyah haman. Maybe we're assuming like Rabbi Lazar, Damar Mechashir Me'achilas Adam, Lachilas Mizbeach, Me'achilas Mizbeach, Lachilas Adam. Rabbi Lazar holds that if a person has a machshava to be makdir shirayim lemachar, shirayim not supposed to be makdir, supposed to be ochel. A person has a machshava to be makdir shirayim, which is supposed to be eaten, echutz lezmano, that's considered a machshava echutz lezmano, or a person has a machshava to eat a komet lemachar. Komets is supposed to be burnt, it's not supposed to be eaten, but a person has a machshava to eat that which is supposed to be burnt, that's also considered a viable machshava that can create pigel. That's the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. So maybe our Mishnah is assuming like the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, and that's why if you have a machshava to eat a kechatzi zayis of the shirayim and to eat a kechatzi zayis of the komet lemachar, they are mitzarif to create pigel. It's assuming like Rabbi Lazar Ditnan, Hakomitzas Mincha Lechol Dover Shein Darko Lechol, Lahaktir Dover Shein Darko Lahaktir Kosher, Rabbi Eliezer Posel. The Tanakama holds that it's kosher because those are not viable machshavos. Rabbi Eliezer says those are viable machshavos, meaning those are pigle creating machshavos. Therefore, Rabbi Elazar is going to say that it's possible. So our mission is assumed like Rabbi Elazar. Previous mission assumed like the Tanakhama. Fine, that's one way to be Miyashiv. Abayi says, ah, feel the same Rabbanon. Our Mishnah could even be assuming like the Rabbanon. We don't have to be locked into the sheet of Rabbi Elazar. Lo tema halechel velechel dover shein dark halechel. You're just making the wrong diuk. What did our Mishnah say? If you have a machshava to eat a kechatzi zayis and to be makdir kechatzi zayis, then it's going to be kosher. So because it's not mitzdarif. So we want it to be medayik. Okay, but one level down is mitzdarif and is going to be possible. So we thought the diuk is, so if you have a machshava to eat that which is dark alechel and to eat that which is ain dark alechel, that is mitzdarif. No, that's the wrong diuk. Ela ema, the diuk to make is halechel velechel dover shedark alechel. It's to if you have a machshava to eat that which is dark alechel, not that which is not dark alechel. Meaning you have a machshava to eat kechatzi zayis chutz l'mekamo and kechatzi zayis chutz l'zmano, but it's all kechatzi zayis. Both chatzoy zaysim are of the shirayim, of the part that's supposed to be eaten. That's the diuk to make. That's where we say that it's not mitzdarif. So if you look at Tosos, it's good to know, comforting going into the last few lines of the parak. Tosos mikan ve'elach ksuv b'sfarim b'shibush. The whole rest of the sugya, the girsos, are all messed up. You'll see a lot of parentheses, a lot of references to the Masoros HaShas, a lot of references to Shita Mukbetzes. Girsa changes all over the place. It doesn't. And you'll notice, by the way, if you take just a quick glance at Yud Gimel Amud Aleph at the Tzuras Hadaf and Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, it looks like Rashi has a lot to say on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, but a little closer, it's mostly not Rashi. Rashi explains our sugya, and then it says, "Diktuk shepirsh Rabbeinu Meir v'Rabbeinu Shmuel b'no zechron l'vracha." There's some sort of alternate explanation that's given by other Rishonim to these last few lines of the Gemara. We're just going to sort of close our eyes and read through it as quickly as possible and see if we can make it work. So says the Gemara. So umay kamashmalon. What's the chiddush then? If we're saying that our the diuk you're supposed to make from our Mishnah is that if you have a machshava to be ochel chatzi zayus chutzl mekomo and to be ochel chatzi zayus chutzl zmano, that's the diuk to say that it is mitzdarif, right? That means that it is mitzdarif to make a pasul. It's obviously not mitzdarif to pigle, because chutz l'mekomo is not a machshavas pigle. So my kamashmon, what's the chiddush? Habehedya katanila lechol kezayis bachutz ukezayis l'machar. Kezayis l'machar, kezayis b'chutz. Kechatzi zayis b'chutz, kechatzi zayis l'machar. Kechatzi zayis l'machar, kechatzi zayis b'chutz. Any of those combinations of l'machar and b'chutz, pasul vein b'karis is going to be pasul, is not going to be karis. Now, in the first two cases where it was a kezayis l'machar and a kezayis b'chutz, in whichever order, the reason it's not going to be karis, even though you had a kezayis of chutz l'zmano machshava, is because it's a lo karif hamatir k'mitzvaso. You also have a kezayis b'chutz machshava. But in the last two cases where it's a chatzi zayis of each, you see that it's mitzdareif. The only reason it would be pasul is because the two chatzai zesim are mitzdareif to create a psul. So you already have that. It says that beferish. Why would that be the diuk to derive from our Mishnah, the entire chiddush of our Mishnah? Hasu lamali, why tell it to me again? And if it's telling me the chiddush is about eating that which is a machshava to eat that which is normal to eat, and a machshava to eat that which is ein dark olechol, and that's the chiddush to mitzdareif, that those two are mitzdareif, that such machshavas are mitzdareif with each other. Mereisha shamit mina. Well, I already know that from the reisha, like we said before. I already know that from the previous mishnah. Ilechol lahaktir midyuka the reisha shamit. And if it's to teach me about eating and being maktir, about the tziruf between eating, that there's no tziruf, that achil and haktar are not mitzdarif with each other, meaning I have a machshava to be ochel chutz l'zmano achatzi zayis and be maktir chutz l'zmano achatzi zayis, that's not mitzdarif. Well, midiyuk the reish sham mina. Then I know that from the diuk of the reisha, because after all, tahasha mal lechol v'lechol dover shein dark lechol amr lo mitzdarif. If eating that which is dark lechol and eating that which is ain dark lechol are not mitzdarif, but it's both about eating, and even that's not mitzdarif, even though machshava about both chatzai zeisim are eating lechol lahakti mibayi. So do you need to tell me that a machshava to eat a chatzizayis and to be maktir a chatzizayis are not mitztarif? They're even more dissimilar to each other than eating that which is dark alechol and eating that which is ain dark alechol. At least both of those machshavos are about eating. So isn't that pashut that it's not mitztarif? So Gemara says, in lechol haktir srichle. No, the whole chiddush over here is that if you have a machshava to be ochel chatzizayis and a machshava to be maktir chatzizayis, that it's not mitzdarif. And I still, it's a viable hava, I mean, to think that they would be mitzdarif, even though I know that a machshava to be ochel chatzizayis of darko lechel and to be ochel chatzizayis of ein darko lechel are not mitzdarif. Why? Why would it be that lechel lahakter are more likely to be mitzdarif than lechel dover shedarko lechel v'lechel dover she ein darko lechel? Because salkadai techamina hasam hu deloki orche kumachashev. Because when you're having a machshava to eat a chatzizayis and to and a chatzizayis of that which is supposed to be eaten and to eat a chatzizayis of that which is not supposed to be eaten, so half of my machshava is to do something unusual, is to do something that I'm not supposed to do. So I would say in that situation, the machshavas are not mitzdarif, because one machshava is a machshava to do what I'm supposed to do, chutz l'zmano, just at the wrong time, and the other machshava is to do something I'm not supposed to do, chutz l'zmano. I would say that's where it's mitzdarif. That's where it's not mitzdarif, rather. Aval hacha, t'bahayki yorchei k'machashiv, u'bahayki yorchei k'machashiv. But when you're in the world of lechol u'lahaktir, where I have a machshava to be ochel a chatzi zayis of the shirayim l'machar, which I'm supposed to eat a chatzi zayis of the shirayim, but my problem is I have a machshava to do it l'machar, and I have a machshava to be maktir chatzi zayis of the kmitza, which I'm supposed to do, but I have a machshava to do it l'machar, since my intention is to do the right things with each chatzi zayis, just chutz l'zmano, a mitztarif. I might think that you should be mitztarif the two. Kamash Mulan, that is ultimately the Chiddush of our Mishnah. So when all the dust settles, what does our Mishnah teach me? That if you have a machshava to eat a kachatzi zayis and to be maktir kachatzi zayis, it's kosher because achila and haktara are not mitztarif with each other, and that itself is a chiddush, that achila and haktara are not mitztarif with each other beyond the chiddush that we already knew, that achila is davar shedarko lechol and achila is davar shein darko lechol are not mitztarif with each other. That is the chiddush of our Mishnah. So it turns out the chiddush of our Mishnah is not a diuk. The chiddush of the Mishnah is what the Mishnah actually says, what the Mishnah actually settles on. Okay, hadron lachol menachos. Now we begin Perek HaKometz Zuta. There are two parakim called HaKometz. There's HaKometz Zuta and HaKometz Rabba. The third parak is HaKometz Rabba. They're back to back. So I don't know why it's not HaKometz Kama and HaKometz Basra, but whatever it is, this is what they call HaKometz Zuta. Next one is called HaKometz Rabba. Anyway, so let's see the Mishnah. HaKometz is a mincha lechol shira, o lahaktir kumtza l'machar. If a person takes a kmitza from a carbon mincha with the intention to eat the shirayim or to be maktir the kometz, which you're supposed to do, but l'machar, to do it chutz l'zmano, moder Rabbi Yossi bezesh hu pigel l'chayven of kares. Even Rabbi Yossi says that that's going to be pigel and you're chayv kares on that. That is classic pigel. You're doing the kmitza, you're doing one of the dalet avodos, al menas to have either an achilas adam or achilas mizbeach on, you know, in the normal way, but chutz l'zmano. So who's Rabbi Yossi that we're saying that all of a sudden he's moda, as if there was a havamina that there would be a Rabbi Yossi who disagrees? So Rabbi Yossi's name first comes up, really, his shita comes up in the next halacha in the Mishnah, where he's going to say that something else is not pigel. So based on the fact that he's going to say something else is not pigel, the Mishnah over here in the first line says, but in this case, where it's obviously pigel, even Rabbi Yossi is going to say that this kind of situation is pigel. L'haktir l'vona salamachar, if a person's machshav was to be maktir the l'vona that's brought together with the korban mincha, l'machar chutz l'zmano, so Rabbi Yossi omer pasul ve'in bokari, so Rabbi Yossi says that's going to be pasul, that's not going to be pigel, when the machshav is only to be maktir the lavona. The chamor pigel v'chayavon of karis, chamor say no, that's pigel, and you chayav karis in that. So Amrlo, the chacham said to Rabbi Yossi, mashina zemen azevach, why should this be any different than a carbon situation, than a behema, a carbon of a behema situation, where the parallel would definitely be pigel. Now what's the parallel of being kometz as a mincha al menas lahaktir lavona, levonasa lemachar in the world of behema? So Rashi says the parallel is sheshachto al menas lahaktire murav lemachar, that you shechted. So apparently the kmitza is similar to the shechita, and al menas lahaktir lavona is similar to al menas lahaktir the emurim. That's how Rashi understands the dimyon. So why should this be any different? By a zevach, if you shecht al menas to be makter the emurim lemachar, it's going to be pigel. Now, if you look at the shita mukbetzas, he understands that the parallel is a little bit different. That the case of the parallel case of zevach is not shechting al menas lahaktir emurim, rather ma'ish nazuman zevach shim zorakas hadam. He understands that the parallel to the kmitza is zrikas hadam. That if you do the zrikas hadam al menas lakter de emurim chutz lezmano, that's going to be pigel. Why is that the parallel? Afal gav de shnei matirim habasar. The kol kamid lo makter emurim lo misachli habasar. You need both the zrika and the Akhtaras Emurim to allow the basar to be eaten. So why is that a parallel over here? You need both the kmitza of the flour and the Akhtaras Halavona in order to allow the Shiraim to be eaten. So since the chelik of a carbon mincha that's eaten is the Shiraim, and the chelik of a zevach that's eaten is the basar, so what does it take to be matir the basar? What it takes to be matir the basar is zrika and Akhtaras Emurim. What it takes to be matir the Shiraim is kmitza and Haktar Salavona. So that's why we associate those two. So that's the parallel. Anyway, so why wouldn't it be parallel? Why would Rabbi Yossi say that over here it does not, and by the Mincha case, it does not create a pickle situation? Because by the Zevach, the Dam, the Basar, the Emurim, it's all part of the same animal. Lavona is sort of something external that's thrown on top of the Mincha, but it's not really part of the same unit. And therefore, Lavona is not going to enter into the pigle conversation. The Brisker Rav just explains in terms of this Shita Mekubetzes versus Rashi, where the Shita explains that the Shaila, the Chav Master Biosi, is why there's a difference between Machshava B'Kemitza on Haktaras Alavona, that it's not Mefagel, because Ein Matir Mefagel as a Matir, right? That's apparently the understanding of Rabbi Yossi from Machshava and the Zrikas Adam al Menas LaHaktir Emurim, where both of them are Matirim, and we say that a Matir is Mefagel another Matir, right? So the Brisker Rav explains based on the Rambam that the Kometz and the Lavona of a Mincha are connected the Dam and the Emurim of the Zevach. And therefore, the Chacham asked Rabbi Yossi, why do you think a machshava b'kmitza on the haktara salvona is not a machshava b'shchita on the haktara, like a machshava b'shchita on the haktaras of the emurim, the kmitza, because the kmitza is connected the avoda of the shchita, haktara salvona is connected the haktara of the emurim. So that's the parallel. That's how we understand the parallel about two matirim being matir each, being a machshava of one matir affecting the pigel status based on what you have in while doing another matir. Okay, says the Gemara now. Lamin the Mishnah Moda Rabbi Yossi Bizu. Why does the Mishnah have to say Moda Rabbi Yossi Bizu, that Rabbi Yossi is Moda? We start out saying as if there's a Havamina that he wouldn't be Moda, as if there's some reason to say that in a case where you do Kmitza and a Mincha with a Machshava to eat the Shirayim Chutz L'Zmano, so even Rabbi Yossi is Moda, that's Pigel. Meaning, why would you say that even Rabbi Yossi is Moda? Of course Rabbi Yossi is Moda, that's Pigel. So Mishum de Kabbalah Mishnah Seifa LaHaktil V'Nasal Machar Rabbi Yossi Mepasal Vein Bokares, because since in the Seifa we say that if you do the Kmitza Almanas to be Makta the Levona Chutz L'Zmano, Rabbi Yossi says you're not Chayiv Kares, it's not Bigel. So what's the Havamina? Mal de Teima, so I might have thought Taima de Rabbi Yossi Mishum de Kasavra Ein Mefaglin B'Chatzi Matir. I might have thought that Rabbi Yossi Svara is that you can't be mefagel b'chatzi matir, meaning that if you have a machshava to be maktir chutz l'zmano an avoda of a chatzi matir, so that Rabbi Yossi would hold that that's not a machshavas pigel, that you have to have a machshava on the entire matir. Lavona is only half of the matir. The kometz is the other half of the matir. So I might have thought that Rabbi Yossi would say also if you do the kmitza almanas to be maktir the kometz l'machar, that's also only a chatzi matir. Your machshava has to be on the kometz and the Lavona, either one alone, a machshava on only the Lavona, or a machshava on only the Kmitza, is not going to be enough. Either one is only a chatzi matya. That's what I would have thought the svar of Rabbi Yossi was. And therefore, in the case of the Reisha, we take the Kmitza, almanas, what did the Reisha say? Either to eat the shirayim chitzlizmano, or to be makti the kometz chitzlizmano. So I might have thought that on the case of being makti the kometz chitzlizmano, Rabbi Yossi would think that it's not pigle, because it's only a chatzi matir, vafila reisha nami. Therefore, even in the case of the reisha also, where it's only of being makti the kometz, which is only a chatzi matir, kamash malad to bahamoda. Therefore, comes to tell me that no, Rabbi Yossi is going to be moda, that the reason is not because of ein mefaglin bechatzi matir, rather the svar of Rabbi Yossi is ein matir mefagel matir. We're going to see later in the Gemara, but it's not based on ein mefaglin bechatzi matir, which would change his shita in the Resha as well. Now the Brisker Rav points out that the yisod of machsheves pigel is machsheves achila, like we keep on saying. The whole idea of machsheves pigel is I plan to do an achila chutzlizmano, whether that achila is achilas adam or whether that achila is achilas mizbeach. We learn that out from the pasuk that says in heachel yeachel, which we the double lashon b'shtei achilas akas medaber, whether it's achilas adam or whether it's achilas mizbeach. Right, those were the ABCs of zvachim. The Gemara is going to express that later on in Daf Yud Zayin as well. So it comes out that a machshava that you have to be makter or kometz or levona, the yisod of that machshava is really that it's achilas mizbeach, is called achila. Meaning when I have a machshava to be makter the levona or be makter the kometz chutzlizmana, that's a machshava to be ochel chutzlizmana. It's not me to be ochel, for the mizbeach to be ochel chutzlizmano. So it's all considered part of machshavas achilas. Says Brisker Rav, if it's all a din of machshavas achila, what's the svara to say that you would need a machshava on the matir shalem, on both the levona and the kmitza? Who cares whether it's machshava on the entire matir or half a matir? It's just a machshava sachila. There's no din of machshava sachila on what I eat. Let's say I have a machshava to eat the shirayim, which I'm allowed to eat chutzlizmano. So there's no din of whether it's a matir or not a matir. Who cares whether it's a matir or not a matir? We're talking about achila. A machshava sachila chutzlizmano is mefagel. It shouldn't make any difference whether it's a matir or not. The machshava is not working because the komets and levon are matir things. It's working because it's a din of achila. So the Brisker Rav says, based on this concept of chatzi matir, what you see is like he says, like my father said, like Reb Chaim said, that be'emes, that which you could have a machshava on the zrikas hadam, meaning let's say by a zevach, a machshava on the zrikas hadam l'machar is considered machshavas pigul. That's not because of achilas mizbeach. That's because of the avodas hazrika. That not every pigul machshava is based on achila. Sometimes you have pigul machshavas that are based on just the avodas hazrika. Reb Chaim says that's why you could be mechashev on the shir of the hazos that are ma'akev. Machsheves pigul on hazos of dam has to be on all of the hazos that are ma'akev. On a chatzi matir, on some of the hazos that are ma'akev, is not going to be a viable machsheves pigul, because that's not a machshava on the avodas hazrika. The avodas hazrika is defined as the entire matir. So one might have said, again it was only Havamin in the Gemara, but one might have said that the same is true with Akhtaras HaKometz and Akhtaras HaLavona, that are in place of the Zrikas HaDam of the Zevach. The Akhtaras HaKometz and Akhtaras HaLavona are the matir in place of the Dam by a Zevach, that you have to have a Machshava on both of them, because both of them are Ma'akiv each other in order to be matir. So Kamashmon therefore comes to tell me, the Gemara comes to teach me, that Rabbi Yossi Sfar is not that way, and that the Kometz and Levona also not only correspond to the Dam, which is Nizrak in the Zevach, they also correspond to the Emurim of the Zevach, like the Rambam writes. And therefore, it's enough to have a Machshava on the Haktaras HaKometz or on the Haktaras HaLevona. You don't need a Machshava on both, because Mitzad, the parallel to the Emurim, it's not working Midin a Matir, it's not working Midin an Avoda, it's working just Midin Achilas HaMizbeach. And for Achilas HaMizbeach, you don't care if you have the entire Matir or not the entire Matir. So basically, what this Brisker Rav is important in the following sense. What he's trying to show you is that the Karban Mincha has a lot, many fewer movable parts than a Zevach. A zevach, there, when you try to parallel a mincha to a zevach, you're going to have some overlap, because there are more items in the zevach. There's the dam, there's the imurim, so you don't have all of those different parts by the mincha. So since you don't have all those different parts, and obviously the basar is easily parallel to the shirayim, but the dam and the imurim are both parallel to the kometz levona. So since so which din you're going to pattern the kometz levona after, whether you pattern it after the dam or pattern it after the imurim, is the subject of contention here between the Havamina and the Maskana. That's the issue the Gemara is grappling with, that the Gemara first thinks that the Kometz and Levona should be parallel to the Dam, and therefore it's a Din Navoda, the Machshavas Pigul is a Machshava Navoda, and then it decides, no, we should parallel to the Emurim, and therefore it's just a Din Nachila Samizbeach, and as long as you have a Machshava and a full Kazayas, we don't care if it's the whole Matir or not the whole Matir, because it's just a Pasha Din Nachila Samizbeach. Okay, back to the Gemara. The Hakti Levonasa, if a person has a machshava while he's doing the kmitza to be makdil levona chutzlas mano, so Rabbi Yosef says that's not going to be pigul. So again, we never explain why Rabbi Yosef says that. We know that it has nothing to do with ein mefalgim b'chatzi matir, right? That we knocked out, but we don't know why he does say that this is true, that by the machshava chutzlas mano and the levona that it's not going to be chayiv kari. So Amri Shlakish Omer Hayor Rabbi Yosef, ein matir mefagel as a matir. Rabbi Yosef says a matir cannot be mefagel another matir. V'chein ato omer b'shnei bazichei levon, meaning both the kmitza and the levona are matirim. So one can't be mefagel the other. Machshava while doing one about the other is not going to create a sense of pigul, a status of pigul. We say the same thing about the lachem apanim. Lachem apanim again is just a very fancy carbon mincha, and the matir, the lachem apanim, are the two bazicha levona that you put on the shulchan. So machshava by one about the other is not go by, right, when you're dealing with one about the other, when you're being maktir one about the other, is not going to create a pigle. My v'chein atomer, so what's the chiddush of the v'chein atomer? It's obvious, we understand. Both of them are matirim, so a matir is not going to be mefagel, another matir. So why do you have to say v'chein atomer? So ma'u d'tei matay mid Rabbi Yossi b'levona, mishum d'lav mina d'mincha hi, because I might have thought the reason for Rabbi Yossi by the levona that it's not going to create pigle is because the levona is not part of the min of the mincha, av b'shnei b'zichei levona d'mina d'adadi ninu, but the two b'zichei levona are the same, they're just on two different spoons. I might think that they can be mefagel each other. And therefore comes tell me, no, even by the shnei bezicha levona, they can't be mefagel each other. So, frak the gemara, mimat samar tamid Rabbi Yosi b'levona, lav mishum to lav mina d'minchihi. Wait a second. Do you think that that's incorrect? Meaning, we just said I might have thought Rabbi Yosi holds the reason that a machshava on the levona while you're doing the kmitza is not going to be mefagel is because the levona is different than the flour that you're doing the kmitza on. So the gemara says, and that's wrong. Is there anything wrong with saying that? Can you really suggest Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold that? That the reason of Rabbi Yossi by the Levona is not because it's Lav Mina Deminchi Vakatani Seifa. It says it beferish in the Mishnah, where they tell Rabbi Yossi, Amrlo, Mashin says Mina Zevach. Why should this be any different than the parallel case by Zevach? And what's his response? Amrlohen, HaZevach Tavo B'sarovei Murav Echad Levona eina mina mincha. So he says exactly that. He says that the levona is different than the flour. It's not part of the carbon mincha. So the svar of Rabbi Yossi, why a machshava on the levona chutzlas mana is not mefagel, is exactly the issue that levona is not from the same min as the mincha. So how can you say that's only hava mina, but kamash mlan by the lechem aponim, that it has nothing to do with whether it's the same min or not? So my eina mina mincha, we said, no, the hava mina is to translate the phrase eina mina mincha as follows. Not that it's not the same min, but eina be'ikuv mincha, that it's not part of the ma'akev of the carbon mincha. To lav ki hechi de ma'akev lu komets l'shirayim, to kam de lav miskata komets l'masach l'shirayim. It's not like the relationship between the kmitza and the shirayim, where if you're not makter the komets, you can't eat the shirayim. The levona is different. Hachanami ma'akev lo levona. So I might think it's ma'akev lo levona as well. Ele ibai hai makter b'resh, meaning, so it's all also makiv the levona eli ibai haimakter bereisha vibai haimakter bereisha. It's just if you want, you could be makter whichever one you want to be makter first. You have the option of being makter whichever one you want first, the levona or the kmitza. V'rabbanan, and the rabbanan say kiyar minon ein matir mefagelas matir. When do we say a matir? So again, right now, before we get to the word for rabbanan, we've explained the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. Why does Rabbi Yossi hold that by the levona, when you have a machshava on the levona of chutzal zmana, it's not going to be mefagel, because a matir cannot be mefagel another matir. So we thought that Rabbi Yossi's svara was that it's dafka matir that are two different types, a kmitza and the levona are two different things, and that's why they can't be matir each other. So the Gemara says no, that's not at all what Rabbi Yossi meant. Even if it was the lechem apanim where it's mamish the same thing, where the two bazich and levona are the same thing, Rabbi Yossi would hold a matir cannot be mfagel the other matir, because either one can come first. Meaning there's no order of which one needs to come first to be matir the other one, to start off the matir process. So as long as either one can come first, they're both considered on equal footing, and therefore one cannot be matir, one cannot be mefagel the other. One matir cannot be mefagel the other. So what do the Rabbanan hold? Do they not hold of this idea of ein matir mefagel matir? For Rabbanan, the Rabbanan will say, ki aminan ein matir mefagel es hamatir, hani mili heich delo ikvu b'chad mana. The Rabbanan will say that a matir cannot be mefagel another matir when they're not hukva together in the same kli as a korban. The levona and the kmitza are put together in the same kli. When you put the levona and the kmitza in the original kli together, so you're kaveya them as a single entity, as a single korban, and therefore a matir can be mefagel another matir, because the two matirim are viewed as one and the same. They're not viewed as independent of each other. So bottom line, end of the day, why does Rabbi Yossi view the levona and the kmitza as independent enough of each other that a machshava during the avoda of the other is going to create pigul? Why are they independent enough that a machshava about one during the avoda of the other is going to create pigul? Because Rabbi Yossi holds that since each one, you could be makdir whichever one you want first, that's an indication of a certain sense of independence from each other. The Rabbanan are going to hold that no, they are that ein matir mefagelas hamatir is not going to apply over here. You can have pigul from one to the other because they are connected enough, since they are hukva in the same kli. Since they are both hukdash, they both become kadosh in the same kli. They both they join together in the same kli. The Sfasemish just points out that which it seems over here, the reason for the chachamim is that when you have a machshava on the kmitza of the komets, while you're doing the kmitza on the aktaris alvona, is only because the komets and alvona were put together in the same kli. So says Sfasemish, so how did the Rabbanan understand lechem apanim? Right, what did the Rabbanan say? Why is it by the machshava of shnei bezich levona the lechem apanim, the chum hol that we are mechashev on avoda of bezach echad al chaveru? Those aren't two separate kelim. Meaning the parallel to lechem apanim is very, according to Yossi, parallel to lechem apanim is great. Whichever one you want to do first, you could do first, just like over here. Whichever one you want to do first, you could do first. According to the Rabbanan, the parallel to lechem apanim is very difficult. The whole uniqueness over here of why you have an issue of pigul is that they're in one kli. The shnei bazichin levona are not in one kli. They're in two separate bazichin. So the Sfasemish just points out that you have to say that even though each one is in a bezach bifnei atzmo, but they're both put on the same shulchan. So since the shulchan is mitzarif them, being put together on the same shulchan is mitzarif them as if they're on the same kli. They're on the same larger kli, which is the shulchan. So that's enough to be mitzarif, to create a machshavas pigul from one onto the other. Fine, period. Says the Gemara, Am Rabbi Anai, likut levona bizar pasul. If a non-kohen does the likut levona, it's pasul. What is likut levona? So Rashi says that after you burn the komets, you then have to take out some of the levona from the flour and burn the levona. So likut levona is taking... So what did you have? You had a big kli with the flour, the oil, and the levona in it. In order to take the kmitza, you're not allowed to take the levona. So we said before, you have to push away the levona onto the side in order to take the kmitza. But now you go back to that kli after you took out the kmitza. You took the kmitza and you put it into another kli, into a second kli. Now you go back to that kli from where you took the kmitza and you do likut lavona. You take out lavona. That's how Rashi understands what likut lavona means. So if a non-kohen does the likut lavona, it's like the parallel. It's like what kmitza is to flour, likut is to lavona. So that's going to be possible if done by a non-kohen. Now why? Kmitza is not voda. Where's the avoda of likut? What's likut? That's not an avoda. So why should a czar not be allowed to do that? My time, I'm Rabbi Yirmiyahu Mishum Halacha Nobuba. Likut is considered the beginning of the halacha, because halacha involves taking the levona, bringing it to the mizbeach. Picking up the levona is the first part of taking the levona to the mizbeach. Kasavar halacha shelo beregel shma halacha. Apparently, we consider even non-walking halacha, like picking something up and just moving it with your hand over to closer to the kohen. Apparently, that's called halacha as well. Halacha bazar psula, and halacha done by a zar is pasul. If you look at Rashi, Mishum halacha nagabah shazesh halikta v'nitna l'kohen v'nasa l'kohen miyet bihiluch hakohen. The point is, when you pick it up and you hand it to the kohen, you're making the kohen have to walk less. Even though you didn't take a single step, the kohen's not going to have to walk as far because you reached over to him to hand it to him. So you reached the levona closer to him than it would have been had he done the likut himself. Etc. This is one of the avodas. That's why it's possible bazaar. So it turns out very interesting. From Rashi, it sounds like the only problem with likut by a zar is the fact that it's mima'it the halacha of the kohen, that the kohen is not going to have to walk as far. So if you had a situation where the zar does the likut and he doesn't move his hand over to the kohen, he just keeps his hand where it is, and the kohen comes all the way to the zar, and the zar gives it to the kohen. It sounds from Rashi that would not be a problem of halacha. That would not be considered a situation of halacha. However, the Gemara soon, we're going to see, is going to have a svara that doesn't sound that way at all, that makes it sound like it's considered halacha whether the czar actually minimizes the walking of the kohen or not. Let's see, that's the next line. Amar Rav Mari, afananami taninus. Rav Mari says, yeah, we have a raya to this idea that likut is considered part of the halacha. What's the raya? Zaklam, kala komets v'nosim b'kli v'amolich v'amaktir. Anyone who does kmitza, puts the kmitza in the kli, is molech or is maktir, those are all dalet avodos that could create a machsheves pigul. So bishlam komets hainu shochet. Komets, I understand the parallel of shochet. Molech nami hainu molech. I understand molech, the parallel by a zevach, is molech. Maktir hainu zorek. I understand maktir, the parallel by a zevach, is rikas hadab. Alenosim b'kli, my kavid. Well, where's the parallel of nosin b'kli? What's the parallel of nosin b'kli by a zevach? Ilim mishum de dami le kabbalah. Well, so you want to say it's like the fourth avoda of a zevach of kabbalah sadam? Big difference between kabbalah and nosin b'kli. Mi dami hasam imela hacha kashakel varami. By kabbalah, the blood is squirting out of the neck of the animal and it shoots into the kli. You're not placing the blood into the kli. You're placing the kli down and the blood is coming into it. But when it comes to the putting the kmitza into the kli, you're the one that's putting it directly. How can you say that those two parallel each other? So why is putting the kmitza into a kli considered an avoda? Since you can't go on with the rest of the avoda without doing this, that's why it's an avoda. Since it's a critical point which would break the whole chain of avoda, if you didn't do it, that alone grants it the status of avoda. What does this have to do with likut levona being considered halacha? Al-kark mashvila kekabal. So in that case, it's like kabal. So al-chinami, we are also by likut levona, kim de losagi de dovla avoda chashuvihi, al-kark mashvila kehalacha. Since you can't do the halacha of the levona without first doing the likut of the levona, without first picking up the levona out of the kli that it was in, so therefore, since it's impossible to move on without it, that's why it's called an avoda. That's why it's called halacha. It's considered part of the halacha. So this is what I was referring to before. This is what the Achronim point out. Very strange. The Chafetz Chaim points out in Likutei Halachos that from Rav Mari, from this statement, it sounds like the Zohar doesn't have to move the Levona one bit in order for it to be a problem. The Zohar picks up the Levona, that itself is puzzled, because any picking up of the Levona is necessary in order to do the next step. So it's going to qualify as part of the Halacha whether the Zohar brings it closer to the Kohen or doesn't bring it closer to the Kohen. Rashi made it sound like, oh, why is it called part of the Halacha? Because the Kohen's not going to have to walk as much when the Zohar when the Tzar hands him the Levona. But if the Kohen would have to walk just as much, then even though the Tzar picked up the Levona, Rashi made it sound like that would that would be fine. That would not be a part of the Halacha. But the Gemara says, why is Likut part of the Halacha? Because you need Likut in order to do the Halacha. So it should make no difference whether the Tzar brings it closer to the Kohen or not. So says Gemara, that's not a raya anyway. This idea of needing to do it is not a raya, because this idea is not a true idea. The real parallel between putting the kmitza in the kli, and the real parallel in the world of Zevach, is not halacha. The real parallel, or is not rather that that it's lo sagid b'lav hachi. The real parallel to putting the kmitza in the kli is Kabbalah. We said that they're not similar to each other. One happens memela, one you do actively. So the Gemara is going to say, who cares how it happens? They're so parallel to each other. One is you take the kmitza and you put it into a kli. One is the blood of the carbon being put into a kli. There says Marla liolam de dami lekabal. It's completely parallel to Kabbalah. Udukakash lachasam memela hacha kashakal varami. You want to tell me that they're not similar because one happens automatically and one you put directly in? Mifti travai kedushas klihu. They're both kedushas kli. So malik memela malik kashakal varami. What difference does it make if it happens on its own or if you go ahead and you do it? Either way, it's putting something into a kli. It's putting a critical part of the korban into the kli. So that's a non-issue. Now, just on the issue of halacha shelo beregel. So the Gemara said that that halacha even shelo beregel, we're assuming, is shma halacha. That's why the likut can be considered halacha. So Sfasemis wonders, for those who say halacha shelo beregel is not shma halacha, where do they know that from? Where does halacha ever say anything about regel? So this is an interesting discussion in the Achronim. They have a hard time figuring out what the havamina is that you need regel for halacha. Is it that the word hiluch in Hebrew necessarily means walking with your feet? Or halacha just means moving something or transferring from one place to another? So the Kiryas Sefer writes, the Lashon Ve'krivu is the Mashma Lashon Ve'krava, which is halacha beregel. I mean, that's just the Hebrew word. That's just what it means. The Taras HaKodesh says that even though it doesn't say in the Torah to be molech beregel dafka, but the Chachamim figured out halacha shelo beregel is not derech sherus. It's not that it's not halacha, it's not derech sherus. It's not a nice way to serve, to just be transferring things with your hands. You walk and you move yourself a little bit, that's derech sherus. In the Birei Adaf of your quotes, an interesting Avni Nezer, the Avni Nezer in Or Chaim, Sim Tavkov Lamed Hei Oz Tez Vav, is Mechadesh, that since Achilas Truma is considered an Avoda, according to the Gemara Pesachim Defayin Beis, you need to eat Truma be a Dayim Dafka. You need to eat Truma with your hands. It's if you eat it like a dog by sticking your head down and eating up the truma without actually using your hands to bring the truma to your mouth, then it's not considered a mitzvah of achilas truma. Why? Because navoda shelo kedarka is not a navoda. And what's his raya? Halacha shelo beregel. That halacha shelo beregel, halacha without walking, is not derech avoda, and therefore it's not called a halacha. So too, by eating truma, you need to eat truma in the normal way by picking up your hands and putting it toward your mouth. But to stick your head down like a dog, that would not be considered the normal way, and therefore it's not. And since achilas truma is considered an avoda, we think of it normally as a mitzvah, but the Gemara Pesach Mayim Beis considers an avoda, so it's not considered a viable avoda. Just one more ha'ara, and then we'll stop. It doesn't pay to, I don't think, to start the Mishnah today. The Mishnah Melech wonders on this idea again of halacha shelo beregel shma halacha. If that's the basis, that's the foundation for the halacha, that a zar who does the likut levona is going to be possible, that it's no good for a zar to do the likut levona, is because that's halacha, and halacha shelo beregel is shma halacha. So we got a problem with the Rambam. The Rambam paskins halacha shelo beregel is lo shma halacha. That's the Rambam Psulei Mektashim Parakal Halacha of Gimel. And the Ram, and if a Zar does the halacha shelo beregel of the dam, let's say, he does not passel the dam, because halacha shelo beregel is not called a halacha, and yet the Rambam paskins, likut levona is passel by a Zar. So obviously it's very difficult. The Gemara is tola the two together, that likut levona is only passel by a Zar because it is halacha shelo beregel. The Rambam paskins, halacha shelo beregel is not called halacha at all. So why in the world would he say likut levona is possible by a zar? So the Mishnah Melech points out, you have to say the Rambam had a different gears than our Gemara. And that which the Gemara compares likut levona to halacha doesn't mean to tell me that likut levona is halacha, that it's part of halacha. Rather, it's coming to tell me that each maisa that is necessary in order for the korban to be done and to be kosher is considered an avodah chashuva, The thing is, it had not been one of the Dalet Avodos, then it would have then a Zar would not passel it, because a Zar can only passel with one of the Avodos itself. But it's not that it becomes part of the Halacha. That's not the Iker according to the Rambam. It's that it's a necessary component of the Avoda, and it just needs to latch onto one of the Avodos in order for a Zar to have the capacity to passel it. Okay, we'll stop there. Mitzvah, we'll pick up with the Mishnah tomorrow.